This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, May 19th. Well, obviously yesterday was a horrific day, and there was some pretty significant volume on the sell-off. So that's good. That means that whoever wanted to get out is getting out. But I just want to go back and just talk to you about the narrative that kind of triggered yesterday's sell-off. Unfortunately, it was one of my stocks, which was Target. Target sales were up 4%. Their same-store sales were up 3.3%. But their margins are being squeezed, largely due to high shipping costs. You know, the diesel fuel's up a lot. You got to pay truckers more. There are some shipping glitches. But somehow Wall Street took that narrative and concluded that consumers aren't buying at Target. And that's just not true. That is a false narrative. And they've been trying to spread this narrative ever since Walmart had lackluster results, okay? Well, today, BJ's Wholesale just announced, and their same-store sales are at 14.4%. Next week, I believe it's May 26th, Costco's going to announce, and I expect very strong same-store sales from Costco. Now, and for the record, I bought Costco yesterday in accounts we run. And BJ's and Costco do retail gasoline. And, of course, they sell them cheaper than everybody else because it's a wholesale club membership. So that's also boosting their sales. So there is a narrative that some on Wall Street are trying to push that consumers are, you know, not spending and things are going to collapse. The problem is that doesn't show up in retail sales, okay? So that narrative is false. Now, I'm not saying that people aren't struggling. Walmart has always had a paycheck cycle. You know, its sales tend to go up right after the paycheck is issued twice a month. But this is a false narrative, okay? The other narrative that's being spread has to do with what Cisco did. Cisco basically blamed China for its lackluster results. And that's Cisco Systems, CSCO, and we do have that under management in some dividend portfolios because Cisco pays a big fat dividend. So there's no doubt that China, yeah, is going to hurt some of the multinationals. There's no doubt that's happening, okay? But the U.S. is an oasis, period, okay? We are a consumer-driven economy, okay? We still have plenty of access to credit, okay? Credit demand rose dramatically in the first quarter, okay? Retail sales rose dramatically. They're going to be revising the first quarter GDP estimates higher. But, yeah, the world is slowing down. China obviously contracted because of COVID. We'll see how long they have the restrictions on. Clearly, Europe is teetering on a recession. But in the U.S., we're an oasis, and domestic stocks are doing better. But the Fed is going to slowly raise rates, and they're, you know, trying to prick the housing bubble. You can see it in new home sales and starts are falling off. So things are definitely going to slow down a bit, okay? But I am not worried about the fundamentals. And we'll just have to see what happens. Now, one big, big warning to everyone, okay? Please remember that they put stocks in these baskets, okay? And so when they hit a sector, they're going to hit everything in that sector. Let me give you a classic example, okay? So when Wall Street decided to shoot all the retailers yesterday, okay, despite, you know, BJ Warehouse just coming out with 14.4% sales, same-store sales growth, and Costco going to have similar results next week. When they decide to shoot all those stocks, they shot everything, okay, because there's ETFs that bundle. They shot Dick's Sporting Goods, okay? They shot companies I have that are in the ammunition business, okay? I don't have any gun stocks, but I do have two stocks that sell ammunition, you know, because it's hunting season or whatever, you know? So the bottom line is Wall Street acts irrationally. The other thing is if you have any of these ETFs, never, ever, ever sell them on a big down day because your risk of getting picked off is horrific. So what, how ETFs usually work is the spreads tend to be tight in the morning and at the close, but in the middle of the day, you can drive a truck through them, okay? So never, ever sell ETFs in fast market conditions. If you do, wait for a bounce. You can go to Morningstar. You key in the ETF symbol. It says intraday indicative value, and it'll tell you the spread over the value of the stocks. And then you can place a limit order at or near that intraday indicative value. But ETFs are part of the problem because they exaggerate the selling pressure. You know, I've had questions like, why did NVIDIA get hit? Well, it's in the NASDAQ 100. It's in the QQQ. Is there anything wrong with NVIDIA? Of course not. It's going to announce good earnings next week, okay? Its sales and earnings are going to be spectacular, okay? It has a strong order backlog like other good semiconductor companies. But sometimes you get put in the wrong neighborhood and they throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's why this earnings season is so important, because we want the good earnings to come out and drive things higher. Now, I know the Fed is trying to engineer a soft landing. That's very difficult to do. But as long as consumer spending remains healthy, we'll be okay, okay? Obviously, you have to have the inflation stocks in there. You have to have the energy stocks. You have to have the fertilizer stocks. You have to have food stocks. I just had another shipper come out with blowout earnings today, more than double what analysts expected. So, you have to have those shipping stocks. So, and I think the specialty semis are a good oasis because they're getting ready to raise prices, okay? Because their order backlogs are so big and the demand is so strong. So, folks, I apologize for the volatility. You know, this is most unfortunate. Wall Street is a manic crowd. Crowds react. They don't think. And it's important that we think, okay, that we take advantage of all the people that ran out of the door and didn't realize there was much of a value in there, okay? So I'm going to continue to bargain hunt in the wake of what happened, and I'm going to count on earnings to shore up all our stocks. Please remember that good stocks do bounce, okay? Bad stocks fall like rocks. And I apologize. I had Target, and it's a well-run business. Their same-store sales are good, but their margins got squeezed, and that's really what happened to Target. But even that's going to bounce, okay? So let's go bargain hunting when we can, and let's let the dust settle. Because you've had such big swings, it's going to take a month or so for all this volatility to ring itself out. That's why I was telling conservative investors to wait till July to get in, because we got to get them before the next round of earnings. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you on everything. I wouldn't worry too much about the market today. I would expect some sort of intraday reversal today. I'm encouraged that BJ's Wholesale Club had strong same-store sales. I expect Costco to have strong same-store sales next week. I expect more good earnings, like from NVIDIA, a Digital Turbine, to drop kick and drive all those stocks higher. So we still got some good news in the pipeline. So hang in there, folks. I know it's been painful for a lot of you. Take care. It's Louis Navalier, and I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions.